From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Day. It would be hard to imagine a world without paper. The Egyptians invented it 3,000 years ago, using rushes that grew along the Nile River. 1,000 years later, the Chinese ground up mulberry bark and cotton to make paper for the emperor. In another 1,000 years, the Moors used linen and hemp. They brought paper to Spain, where it spread to the rest of Europe. It wasn't until Gutenberg invented the printing press in 1450 that demand rose. But paper was still made one sheet at a time until 1800. Then, machines were invented in France and Germany that used wood fiber to make paper on long, continuous rolls. This technology made paper plentiful and cheap, and its use expanded. Toilet paper, thankfully, was introduced around 1900, paper towels around 1930, disposable diapers around 1950. Today, paper is made from fast-growing softwoods like pine and eucalyptus, which are ground and mixed with recycled paper. About 65% of paper products in America today are recycled, but makers are looking to further reduce wood use. Some are now making paper exclusively from crop waste. In today's digital age, you'd think paper demand would have fallen, but its declining use in newspapers and magazines has been offset by packaging and shipping boxes. Paper's come a long way while staying essentially the same, from the shores of the Nile to the box on your doorstep from Amazon. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.